英検2級過去6回全問題集 CD3 2017年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間、メモを取っても構いません。では、第1部のテストから始めます。これは、対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題は、ナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
What kind of apartment are you looking for, Ms. Thompson?
Well, I want to live somewhere where pets are allowed. It doesn't have to be that big, and I don't care if it has a good view or not.
I see. Does it have to be in a quiet area?
No, I just need to be able to move in with my dog. Question.What kind of apartment is Ms. Thompson looking for? Number 2. I'll see you in math class, George. I lost my pencil, so I've got to go to my locker to get another one.
Didn't you take everything in your locker home yesterday? The lockers are being painted this afternoon.
Oh, that's right!I forgot. I did take everything home. Do you have an extra pencil I can borrow?
Sorry, I don't. Maybe Mr. James can lend you one.
Question. What is the girl's problem? Number 3.
Hi, Mom. It's Daniel. Guess what? I'm coming home from England for Christmas this year.
Really? That's wonderful. When are you coming? I thought you were going to travel around Asia.
I'll do that next summer instead. I'll be back in the U.S. on December 16th.
Okay. Can't wait to see you. Question. What is one thing the man says?Number 4.
Welcome to the Jefferson Street Grill. Are you ready to order?
I can't decide. Everything looks so good. Is there anything you recommend?
Certainly. Tonight's special is the sampler platter. You can try our steak, fried chicken, and fish of the day, which is Alaskan salmon.
Oh, I'll have that. I'll be able to taste a few different things from the menu.Question. Why will the woman order the sampler platter? Number 5.
Janet, I want to get my hair cut. Can you recommend a good place?
Sure, Dean. The hair salon I usually go to has a lot of good hairdressers.
Is it expensive?I can't really spend too much.
Well, a little bit, but I can give you a discount coupon. Question. What does Dean ask Janet to do? Number 6.
Hi, Mom. Look what I found in the park.
Oh, my goodness, a baby cat!She's probably lost. We should try to find her owner.
Well, I think she's hungry. Mom, can we keep her, please?
I don't think so, Billy. Someone will be looking for her. But let's get her something to eat first. Then, let's make some posters to put around the neighborhood. Question. What does the woman suggest to her son? Number 7. Hello, I'd like to buy 3 cases of orange soda, but they're too heavy for me to carry home. Is there a delivery service?
Well, we offer free delivery if you live nearby. If you don't, we charge a small fee.
My house is on James Street, about 4 blocks away.
There's no delivery charge then. You can pay for the soda now and we'll have it delivered to your house for free.
Question. What will the woman probably do next? Number 8. The rent for a new apartment might be expensive, but at least it includes water, gas, and electricity.
Honey, I think you're wrong. We have to pay for the electricity separately. Do you know where the contract is?
I packed it in one of these boxes.
Well, I'll call the apartment manager and check, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right.
Question. What does the man think? Number 9. George, have you watched those DVDs I lent you last month?
I've watched 2 of them so far, but not the other 2. Sorry, but I've been a bit busy.
Don't worry. I don't need them back right away. I was just wondering what you thought of them.
Well, of the 2 I watched, I especially liked Lost in Brazil. The characters were really interesting.
Question. Why does the woman ask George about the DVDs? Number 10.
Hanako, I'd like to talk to you in my office.
Sure, Mr. Norton. Can I help you with something?
Well, the company has decided to start selling our new product line in Japan. Since you speak Japanese, I'd like you to lead the sales team. There'll be more work to do, but you'll also get a pay raise.
Thank you. I promise to do my best. Question. What is one thing we learn about the woman? Number 11. I'm really happy you were able to visit New York, Jun. Is there anything special you'd like to see while you're here, like some famous buildings?
Well, I'm not too interested in tourist spots, but I would like to go to some photography exhibitions.
Okay, let's take a look on the internet tonight, and you can choose some to go to.
Great, thanks.
Question. What does Jun want to do in New York? Number 12. Excuse me, could you move your truck, please? It's in front of my office, and I have a customer coming who needs to park there.
I'm sorry. I was just picking up some things from the shop next door. I'll be out of your way in a second.
Thank you. Could you use the parking lot across the street next time?
Yes, I'll be sure to do that.
Question. Why is the woman complaining? Number 13.
Professor Jackson, I'm having trouble finishing my story for the college newspaper.
Oh, the one we discussed? About the history of the college? Did you check the websites I gave you?
Yes, and they helped. I got some good information from the book you suggested, too. But the story's still not finished. It needs something extra.
Okay, come to my office tomorrow afternoon, and we can try to finish it together. Question. How will the college student probably finish writing his story? Number 14. Excuse me, has the library closed yet? I think I left my reading glasses on one of the tables when I left.
I didn't see anything on the tables. I just locked the doors now, but I can go in and check for you to make sure.
I'd really appreciate that. I need my glasses to study tonight.
Okay, wait here. I'll go and check.
Question. What will the man do next? Number 15.
Skyways Airlines.
Hello, my name's Gail Gartner, and I'm flying on Skyways Flight 401 from Richmond to Boston this morning. Traffic's really bad, so I'm going to arrive at the airport late. I'm afraid I'll miss my flight.
Okay, ma'am, let me check Flight 401. Actually, you're in luck. Flight 401 has been delayed. You might still be able to make it.
I'll try to get there soon. Question. Why is the woman worried?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Nicole has been doing yoga for 5 years. It makes her feel relaxed and helps her stay healthy. She wants to help other people feel better through yoga too. So she is taking a course to become a yoga instructor. Nicole hopes to teach a few classes on weekends. She thinks it will be a great way to spend her weekends and enjoy her hobby more. Question. What does Nicole want to do? Number 17.
Zoe is a high school student who wants to be an engineer. She is very good at math, but she was having some problems understanding chemistry class. When she talked to her father, he found a tutor for her. The tutor's name was Rachel, and she was good at explaining chemistry to Zoe. Now Zoe can understand more in class, so her test results are improving.
Question. How did Zoe improve her test results in chemistry? Number 18. Paula works for a small museum in her town. Recently, the museum lowered the price of tickets during the day and made entry free after 5 p.m. As a result, the number of visitors has gone up. Paula and the other staff members have noticed that because of this, sales of souvenirs have also increased. They are happy more people are enjoying the museum. Question. What is one change that has happened at Paula's museum recently? Number 19.
The pygmy marmoset is the smallest type of monkey in the world. It weighs only 100 grams and it eats insects. Its head can turn all the way around to the back, 180 degrees, to look behind itself. This allows the pygmy marmoset to watch out for enemies while it climbs to the tops of trees.
Question. What is one thing that we learn about the pygmy marmoset? Number 20. Patricia is the president of a publishing company. Every year, her company helps to run a poetry contest for young people in her town. In the past, there were no prizes. The local newspaper just printed the best poems. But this year, Patricia's company will give some books as prizes. The town's mayor will make a short speech and present the prizes. Question. What will be different about the poetry contest this year? Number 21.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Steelville Air Show. We have many events for you to enjoy today, with some very talented pilots and performers. Very shortly, you'll see a display by the Flying Seniors Skydiving Team. These skydivers certainly aren't beginners. The oldest member is 78, and they have each made over 100 jumps. They will be landing in the fields to the north of the main tent.
Question. What is one thing the speaker says about the skydiving team members? Number 22. In Singapore, people enjoy cheap food in places called hawker centers. These are places with a roof and many small food shops. In the past, people in Singapore used to sell food on the street. However, this food often went bad, making people sick. The government built the hawker centers for the sellers, and now the quality is better because these places are cool and clean. Question. Why did the government of Singapore create hawker centers? Number 23.
Thanks for volunteering for the White Bay Beach Cleanup Day. Please use the gloves and bags provided. While you are picking up trash, please also fill out this form. You'll need to write down how many pieces of trash you find. If we know how much trash there is, we'll know more about the pollution problem at White Bay.
Question. What is one thing the volunteers will do? Number 24. Satoshi works for a company that makes air conditioners. The company is going to open a factory in Indonesia next month. Some workers have been hired and all the machines are ready. But the company still needs a local manager to run the factory. Satoshi will travel to Indonesia and hold interviews to find the best person for the job. Question. Why is Satoshi going to Indonesia? Number 25.
The Husafell Stone Event is held at strength competitions around the world. The event uses a stone that weighs over 150 kilograms. A person must lift it to their chest and walk. And the person who can move the furthest with the stone wins. The Husafell stone event originally comes from a farm in Iceland, where there is a large stone which people try to carry.
Question. What must people do in the Husafell stone event? Number 26. Tina is a flight attendant. On Wednesday morning, she traveled from London to Rome. She was going to have dinner with her friend when she got back to London that evening. However, there was an engine problem on the returning plane, and the flight was delayed. Tina contacted her friend from Rome, and they agreed to have dinner another night. Question. Why did Tina have to change her dinner plans? Number 27.
Robert used to work at a garden center, but now he has his own business. He takes care of people's gardens. Although he advertises in the local newspaper, he gets most of his new clients through a website. On this website, people give reviews and recommendations of businesses such as Robert's. Because many clients have said good things about Robert's business, people who look at the website often contact him.
Question: How does Robert get most of his business? Number 28. Good evening, Fitness Club members. This is a reminder that due to planned upgrades, the swimming pool will be closed all of next week. Members who had signed up for swimming lessons can take aerobics classes for free instead. The weight training room next to the pool will still be open. Thank you. Question: What is this announcement about? Number 29.
Vincent was having trouble in his high school history class. One day, when the teacher was handing back tests, Vincent noticed his friend Tracy got an A. He asked her how she remembered so many things for the test. Tracy told him about a smartphone application for memorizing important facts. Vincent tried using it, and his grades improved.
Question: How did Vincent do better in history class? Number 30. Alice Ramsey was an American woman. In 1909, she was the first woman to drive a car from the East Coast of the United States to the West Coast. She drove about 6,000 kilometers. Around that time, there were not many roads, so Ramsey had to be very careful. It took her 59 days to get to San Francisco from New York City. Question: Who was Alice Ramsey?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。